Okay. Good morning. So this parsha, this week's parsha Vayishlach. So this week's parsha, Yaakov went to meet Esav, came with 11 of his kids. But he has 12 kids. Who's the 12th kid? Didn't come. Rashi says, Dina. Where's Dina? She's in the box. Why is she in the box? Because Yaakov was afraid that if Esav saw Dina, he wouldn't want to marry her. And no father wants to marry his only daughter to Esav. Now he's the biggest Rasha, he's the godfather of Amalek. So what was the result of it? Yaakov gets punished. How did he get punished? Dina gets violated by Shechem. Why? Because Dina had the power to make Esav into a tzaddik. So the main question, everyone asks the same question, what was Yaakov supposed to do? Right? Which father in his right mind would marry his own daughter to a Rasha like this guy? In the Gemara in Pesachim, Mem Tet, it says, any man who marries his daughter to Amaret, ignoramus, it's like he tied up his daughter and fed her to lions. Right? And Esav is worse than the Amaret. 10 times worse. So what were we supposed to do? So one answer I heard, the Baal Turim says, that Yaakov knew that Dina had the power to make Esav into a tzaddik. So why didn't he give his own brother Dina, his own daughter? It's because Rambam Halachot Teshuvah says when a person does so many sins in his life, he could lose his Teshuvah. He could lose the power to do Teshuvah. Like we see Paro. Paro lost his free will. Paro couldn't do Teshuvah anymore. So Yaakov thought that Esav got up to that point. He thought Esav crossed the line and wasn't able to do Teshuvah anymore. So that's why he didn't give his daughter to Esav. So why did he get punished still? Because Yaakov was wrong. He gave up on his brother too soon. So if Esav had the power to do Teshuvah and become a tzaddik, right? It means we shouldn't give up on ourselves, and we shouldn't give up on our friends or family who aren't religious, who aren't Torah mitzvahs, don't keep Shabbat. We shouldn't give up on them either. Just how Hashem doesn't give up on us. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Very
nice.